Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Andy. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a writer of contemporary romance and romantic comedies. Recording from Washington, D.C., so D.C. proper. I practice law by day. I write by nights and weekends. I hang out with my French bulldog. I think I continue writing so that I have an excuse to never go back on a dating app. So my workaholism, you know, is coming through for me in that way.
It is all good. And yeah, I was talking, my therapist thinks that I should be good at dating apps because I'm good about making internet friends. And I told her it's not the same. It is not the same.
No. It's like online shopping.
Yeah.
In a store where you can't find the merchandise you want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like going to the mall and not finding the things you want to go, you know?
Exactly. Nothing fits. Nothing fits.
Yes. And I have my tried and true ways to like make friends and like people. So
exactly. Like if more men read romance novels and yeah. I could talk to them about romance novels, I think I would probably be very popular on dating apps, but like none of them read romance novels. And like it actively hinders my progress in dating apps when they find out that I do write romance novels.
So let's chat about Thank You Next. Tell us all about the other pitch.
Okay, so Thank You Next is out on June 14th. It is sort of the inciting incident of the story is based on a true story. So when I first moved to DC, I had taken a job in a field that I was, you know, had not anticipated taking a job in. It was like great recession times. And I come home from my new job that I don't know anything, like that I feel ill-equipped for. And I sit down in my really dingy apartment that I had like rented sight unseen. Like there were roaches. It was bad. And prepared to take in like the one pleasure I had allowed myself, which was full all the cable channels. And so every Friday night I would watch Say Yes to the Dress because they used to show it like all day Friday. And then Friday night would be the new episode. So I sit down, I have my big gulp of rosé, and I see, as the fiancé, a man who I had hooked up with in law school, who said he would never ever get married, and certainly not before he turned 35, as the fiancé to a woman who looked hauntingly like me. And this would be bad enough if this man was just like a mediocre law school dude. Mm-hmm. But no, he had to look like Michael B. Jordan. The audacity. The audacity. And so I, you know, obviously I'm a crying mess, right? I call my mom. It's terrible. But this was before I had ever considered writing a romance novel. But it was like one of those stories that whenever I told a group of romance writers, they're like, you have to put that in a book.
Yes.
And then, yes. So when the year of our Lord 2021, I'm thinking about like what I want to write next. And I'm like, what is like the sort of best, like, I was just like, okay, so I'm going to take this thing down from my like toolbox as a romance writer. My dog is now joining us for the audio participants. I'm going to take this from like my goodie bag of anecdotes and try to see if I can turn it into a book. And so Thank You Next is about a single divorce attorney who, when she sees her most recent ex on Say Yes to the Dress, realizes that all of her exes tend to commit or like marry the next person they date. And so she decides to romp through the city of LA with her two best friends and her famous grandmother and her childhood sweetheart, who happens to be connected to her through her famous grandmother, and figure out why she's always the fling and never the ring. And so in the course of this story, obviously the childhood crush becomes much more than a crush. And so and he's a very sexy chef who got notoriety through the internet because he's like very like growly and grumpy and would just be cooking things on the internet. And he's recently divorced and he decides he's gonna win Alex and she's not easy to win over. But yeah, there's so much about this story I love. Like I love like the grandmother is also based on my grandmother who was a jazz singer. Mm-hmm. Although we didn't have as close a relationship because we didn't live as close to each other. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of like if my grandmother were like crossed with like legends about Eartha Kitt. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I read the book. I love the book. I love the fact that Alex was a prickly heroine and it was like mm-hmm. not easy to just do. Crack the nut, and she like, and the adventure she had to go back to all these exes and realize what was going on. I was like, I love this. And then like seeing like the character, like the whole process, her journey, and then the grandmother, like the relationship with the grandmother and the sexy chef, you know, who does not want to be the internet, and he's like, I don't want to have this show.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be like, he doesn't want to be like the internet thirst trap. He's like a serious chef. Like he's got like a Michelin star. He's a serious guy. But he's like, he's also just like such a sweetheart, but he's like grumpy. And I love like a grumpy sweetheart hero. So.
Yes. Oh, so good. I think it's like a good beach read. It's a good book to take to the pool and just enjoy this, you know?
Yeah, that's what we were looking for. There's also like there's a secondary love story between like, I love it when in a romance book, like mm-hmm. Friends of the main love interest end up yeah. falling in love and like yeah. figuring things out sooner than the primary couple does. So I wanted to do that. And also I just like fell in love with the character of Jane. And I was like, Jane's got to like get her HEA too. So.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for giving us a rich structure, like a spicy, rich story.
You know? Well, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. When we were coming up with the cover, we were like, we know it's coming out in June. Let's make it a beach read. Yeah. And like very clearly telegraph that with every sort of part of the book. So, and also it's like, it's sort of like, they're all, these characters are like grownups, but it's sort of a romp. And that's, I mean, one of my favorite, like kind of like girl road trip movies is called Ibiza. And so I was like thinking about the vibe of that movie when I was writing the book too.
So this book is set in LA, so I'm assuming, mm-hmm. and you probably wrote it in the past couple of years, so did mm-hmm. you travel to LA? Like, how do you, or are you?
I lived in LA.
Okay.
In my family. So I was actually born in Los Angeles, but we moved when I was back to Minnesota when I was very, very little, but I lived in LA in my 20s, and so, like, the friends in the book are sort of based on friends that I had in LA, and sort of the vibe of the adventure is sort of, you know, mm-hmm. LA in your like 20s and 30s is a real fun place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was how I knew about LA. And I also, like, oddly enough, I rewatched Entourage when I was writing this book because I was thinking about it and I was like, this is almost like a diverse sort of more feminized version of Entourage. Alex definitely has an entourage, and I think Jane definitely has like an like
Yeah.
An Ari Gold vibe to her.
Yes.
Oh, God. She's outrageous, which I love her. So.
So that's a good comp. So after you finish reading the book, just watch some Entourage, you know?
Exactly. I mean, it's super problematic looking back, but it's like, yeah. There's still parts of it that are very funny.
Yeah. I think it's like appreciating the problematic aspect of it and the like calling it out, like, oh, this would not cut up in 2022, you know?
No, I mean, and I actually, the actress that played Ari's wife was like, I would love to see like a, you know, like an updated version with like the gender politics have it be different. And I was like, I kind of agree with her. Like if you could do that, you could remake that show with like a young female star or a young queer star and have it be like a totally different thing, but have like the same fun vibe, I think.
Yes. Oh, yes. I would love that. All right. So let's chat some book recommendations. So do you have any books to recommend? You know, it doesn't have to be romance. It can be anything, but anything that can satisfy the reader who finished Thank You Next and finished all your backlist. And we're like, okay, what does Andy read? You know,
what does Andy read? Okay. So in the non-romance arena, I am so basic, but I think that's like Taylor Jenkins Reid. I'm going to read her book every year because I love it. And I love her writing style. So, I mean, Malibu Rising was amazing. I listened to that while I was like walking Archibald, who's being very, very naughty last summer. And I'm really excited for her new one. And I am such an eclectic mood reader. But I will say that... if you like my books, if you like my books, you've definitely read all of Tessa Bailey's books. Mm-hmm. I would say pick up Dating Dr. Dill by Nisha Sharma, which I got to read early. And then coming out 2 weeks after my book is American Royalty by Tracy Livesey, which is about an American rapper, a Black woman who's in London, and she, you know, meets and falls in love with a prince. So it's a little bit of like the Harry and Meghan, which is like amazing. So those are two. I wanna say pick up A Caribbean Heiress in Paris by Adriana Herrera. Mm-hmm. It is about a female rum heiress from the Dominican Republic who goes to the exposition in Paris and has to marry a Scottish earl who also happens to be a whiskey distiller in a marriage of convenience. Ooh. And so, yeah, like I love all of Adriana Herrera's books, like unequivocally, but like she's found a voice in historical, which is like, to be ambidextrous in the romance writing world and be able to write historical and contemporary is like, it's like a very special gift. And I think she's an amazing writer. I mean, she's our generation of romances, Lisa Kleypas, in my opinion, who can do both as well.
Yeah.
So I get on historical kicks. And then also one more, Joanna Shoup.
Yeah.
Pride Goes Rogue. She had that book. It came out last week. It is all of the Chili Peppers, all of the Chili Peppers for that historical. So that, I think those are my recommendations.
Those are great recommendations. I absolutely love all of them. And I agree with Adriana being an exclusive Kleypas, you know, like, the Afro-Latina Lisa Kleypas, you know. I need representation. Like, I'm Puerto Rican, so I remember being like, you represent. I remember reading, I think, American Sweethearts, and like one of the characters had a similar story as mine, and I was like, you just represented me. Like, it's very rare that I can find someone to represent me, you know, in a romance novel, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, my dad was half Puerto Rican too, so I feel the same. Like, it's just her books are just, they're so like the people, the characters in her books are so real. And like, I want to be friends with all of them. So, and I'm friends with Adriana. And so like, as I was getting to know her, I was like, this is why I love her books, is because she's so much fun. So like, yeah. Yeah. Can't say enough good stuff about Adria.
Oh my gosh, I love this. So Andy, tell us where you can find you online.
I am at author Andy J on all social platforms. I don't really spend much time on Facebook, but I am pretty active on Twitter. I'm pretty active on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. Yeah. And also AndyJChristopher.com. So
awesome. Well, thank you, Andy, for being on the show.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. This has been so much fun. It was so great. Again, so great to meet you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourneextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibroFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibroFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibroFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the U.S. The Watch Your Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourneextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.